B-Rad podcast is brought to you by MOFO, Male Optimization Formula with Organs to Boost Testosterone, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece, Mind-Blowing Nut Butter Blend, Chili Pad, Temperature-Controlled Mattress Systems, Inside Tracker, Blood, DNA, and Fitness Tracking Data all in one, and New Optimal, three nootropic supplements designed to improve focus, memory, and drive. And check out the bradkearns.com shop page, my personal selection of favorite products with great discounts for health, fitness, and peak performance.
As we are detoxing, it is really important to get the stuff out, but soak it up and not overburden your kidneys and your liver. I know you talk about the importance of sleep, which I talk about, and the importance of meditation or some balance with that part of your life, exercise, but not too much, listen to your body. So just to be able to be in control, especially of your health, is something that I'm trying to teach people so that they are now feeling better, the fear's gone, they can move forward.
Sarah Banta, oh my gosh, how fun to get to switch places with you. I was an honored guest on your super awesome Accelerated Health Radio, and now we get to put you in the hot seat, and I can't wait to get into some of these really interesting areas of your expertise. And I know listeners can learn more with all the great shows that you have on Accelerated Health Radio, so hopefully they'll push over there, but right now, welcome.
Thanks, Brad. I always love talking to you. You're so much fun. It's so easy. Conversations always going in directions we don't know, but it's always a good time. So
yes,
thanks for having me.
Rock and roll, don't we? And I think a good place to start, just introducing yourself to the listeners, but also the story. And I know a lot of health experts have a story, and I think it's really important to start there and connect with that and understand like the passion and the life experience that you bring to the table here. So take it away.
All righty. Well, like everybody in this industry, my path took a different turn. I was, you know, went to Stanford, studied economics and psychology. I thought I was going to go into stocks and bonds and then into real estate. And little did I know that my health was going to take me into a whole different direction. Got married, started having kids. And with every pregnancy, my health got a little worse because every mom out there knows that that baby is going to strip everything from you if you're not healthy. And I had gut issues. I was loaded with heavy metals, PCOS. So I actually had a hard time getting pregnant all three of my pregnancies, which, God willing, they all happened. And just had zero energy. My stomach was bloated, constipated, diarrhea, you name it, I had it. And so went to the GI doctor and they literally said, oh, you've got IBS and that's it. And here's your prescription or go take some, you know, go cut out the sugar sweeteners out of your diet. And that's about it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, there's more to the story. And when I went to my practitioner, he scanned me with what's called a SCIO machine. And this is a frequency based machine based on Nikola Tesla's scalar waves technology, and it scans your body for over 10,000 items. What I found out was, like I mentioned, loaded in heavy metals, aluminum, mercury, and lead. And then I had PCOS. My testosterone was high. My blood sugar was high. Now, Brad, I grew up in a household that ate a ton of sugar. But I knew that carbs and gluten didn't really feel good in my stomach. Didn't know why, didn't know anything about it, but I was very picky with my eating. But fat was bad. So I loaded up on the fat-free sugar-loaded foods, and my insulin was, I started becoming insulin resistant. So I didn't know that had any relation to PCOS, and we'll talk about that a little later. But then started peeling the onion with my own health. Within 1 month, my my periods and my menstrual cycle got regular, which they had never been. I was an athlete all through high school, rode at the national level. I played volleyball. Our team was second in the nation. I played with Misty May, for those who are volleyball lovers, and that was really fun. So I always have been an athlete, always loved that part of my life, still do a lot of athletics just for fun. And I have three very athletic kids that keep me going. But what happened was, as we were peeling the onion, essentially, of my health, my 9-year-old son at the time was not feeling well. He looked yellow. He wasn't doing well. And I thought, this is not my kid. This good student and little athlete didn't want to go to his 20-minute swim lesson. He was not finishing his homework. So I had him scanned by the machine that we are talking about. And what we were seeing were patterns of leukemia. So I got him taken to a live blood cell test, where they put the blood underneath the microscope so we can really see what's going on. There were cancer cells everywhere, Brad. It was awful. I was in tears, and I had my 9-year-old son look at me, and he goes, "Mom, why are you crying? You're going to fix me." And I said, "That it's at that moment. I knew I had a bigger calling in my life. I had to help him." And there were so many other kids out there that I was seeing suffering or being taken to the doctor for a little sniffle and getting put on an antibiotic. And we put him on what's now my flagship supplement called Accelerated Silver. And this is not just a colloidal silver. It takes colloidal silver to the nth degree. But we put him on that, cleaned up his diet a little bit. I didn't know about diet like I do now. So we did the best we could, took out most processed foods and sugars if we could. And just within a year, his energy started improving. His schooling was better. His teacher even said to me, "Sarah, I don't know what you've done, but Jackson's back. He's back. He's himself again." And so a year later, we got his blood redone. And I was now crying with tears of joy, because not only were there no cancer cells, but the blood was alkaline. The cells were nice and plump and dark. And before, they were really clumpy and acidic and very nutritionally deficient. And he looked at me again. He goes, "Mom, I don't know why you're so happy. I knew you were going to fix me." And so then I looked at him, at this little prodigy. He was going to be my little tool for the next 9 years. He didn't know it. Now he's 18. He 2 years ago, he broke a national record in rowing. And he has not been sick one day in the last 9 years. He's played water polo, rowing, been around all of his friends who literally have the cold and flu all day long, his two sisters, maybe a little sniffle here and there. Not one of them has missed a day of school in the last 9 years, let alone go to the doctor for a sick checkup. And it's been amazing. And because of that, that's what I knew, that my bigger calling was to help other people and other parents know that there's another option. There's another way out. It's not just Western medicine. And there's a place for Western medicine, Brad, because, you know, fast forward 2015, I'm doing pretty well, think I'm pretty healthy. And my daughter and I get rear-ended at 50 miles an hour in a car accident. And at that moment, I had a scar on my eye up here, or a cut, I should say, down to the bone. I had 4 layers of stitches put in, and the doctor gave me an antibiotic. I threw it in the trash. I put the silver on my scar topically. I took it orally. I also put my collagen on it topically and orally. And within 4 days, I hardly could see the scar. And I went back to the doctor, and he said, "Wow, I can't believe how fast it's healing." So that was one thing. But what I didn't know with that accident was that it was going to really hit my mental state. And I was a straight A student at Stanford, And I now all of a sudden was a mom that could not write a market list without getting overwhelmed. I couldn't remember to wash the shampoo out of my hair. I would find myself on the floor in tears, just overwhelmed with life and just with the daily activities because of the concussion I had and the inflammation in my brain. And that didn't really set in right away. It was more of 2 to 3 weeks out. And it was no coincidence that that is when I was introduced to the ketogenic diet and a ketogenic supplement that literally reduced the inflammation in my brain and got me out of that fog. And I had started hearing, of course, keto was marketed for those who wanted to lose weight. I didn't need to lose weight. But for the brain power, I was just blown away. So I knew this was something I wanted to get into. I really started playing around with it, telling people about it, diving into the research over it. And fast forward, I now have my own supplement, Accelerated Keto, that takes it to another level. So my business is surrounded by supplements that take something that's good and we make it better with frequency-based enhancements or just tweaking it with Ayurvedic or Chinese medicine ingredients to make things work, make them all work better.
So what is this frequency-based enhancements? Can you describe that? And also talk about that machine that was also frequency-based, just for the listener that wants to get acquainted with this kind of, I guess you'd call it a functional health or alternative health concept.
Yeah. And it kind of sounds voodoo to some people, but what I have to liken it to is music. When you're in a room and you're hearing some music that you want to dance to, it feels very healing, or some meditation music. It puts you into a zone, or maybe something really like heavy metal that just doesn't vibe with your body. That is frequency. So, or when you go and you get an ultrasound, that is frequency. What I'm talking about is scalar waves by Nikola Tesla. He ushered a new era of the science decades ago. And it's a type of scalar wave, or a wave that tells that the cells communicate with each other using these types of waves, bioinformational signals between them. So what we've done, and the SCIO machine that I mentioned earlier is based on this technology. Now, the SCIO machine is a $30,000 machine. It takes a lot of education to you to use it. And I've been seeing a practitioner for the last 15 years using it. So I've become very educated with it. But what's so great now, Brad, is that there are actually devices that you can put on your phone. I actually have one on my wrist right now, and it's hooked to my phone, and it's a miniature SCIO machine that is less than $1,000, and it's called the Genius Insight app. But what it does is scan my body through my voice. I just talk into it, and it tells me where my hormones are, my organs, my energy levels, where my aura is, my meridians, and what emotional traumas I'm dealing with. It's amazing. And then what it does is it will play tones back to heal you and put you back into homeostasis. So that SCIO machine was just the big machine that really dove deep into my health and my family's health in telling me what was going on and tweaking things. And with that, it was a great validator for, as I changed my diet or started different supplements, how that was affecting my body on a weekly basis. So it was great biofeedback, saying, instead of guessing and saying, well, this supplement's working for me or this supplement's not working for me. Because, you know, those people out there that are very sensitive to certain things they do. And then there's people who say, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what anything's doing. So, you know, there's so much to say here. What we've learned too is now you can take supplements like the, so for this is the gold. I have accelerated gold and silver. Gold has been known for thousands of years to heal any anxiety, help with sleep, calm your brain down, improve IQ, and actually connect yourself to your higher self. Well, what we've done is we've taken the silver and the gold and we've put it in, it's not colloidal, or there's very little colloidal silver, it's more nano particles. So the particle size is much smaller and it's much more easily absorbed. We put it through a water implosion technology that strips it of any rogue frequencies. So any frequencies we don't want in there, because you know, water holds information. The water you drink from the faucet or the water you take a shower with, they all hold frequency. So we take it out, all the bad frequencies, but then we add in with a SCIO type machine or a scalar wave machine, frequencies for lowering the anxiety even more, or including an improvement in your connection with your higher self or Christ consciousness. So that would be an example for the gold. For the silver, we boost the immune system. It helps with devitalizing foreign pathogens like viruses and bacteria and that sort of thing. So that would be an example. And then, you know, there's the whole line of supplements are all frequency enhanced. And with the, you know, and there's other ways to deal with the frequency, energy, and medicine. There's a, you know, bigger PEMF machines, and they're pulsed electromagnetic field machines that pretty much put your body back into homeostasis. Then there's also frequency patches. And all of this can be found at Accelerated Health Products. I dive into the science behind it and explaining how it all works. But the patches can help your body do something just by through phototherapy. And they turn on your stem cells. So that's another example.
Yeah, I realize there's probably a lot of disbelievers and naysayers out there, because this is definitely off the beaten track. And that's why I like some of these amazing examples. I don't know who sent me the experiment with the guy who had the three different glasses of rice, right, with the water. And one of the glasses he yelled at for weeks. The other ones he didn't pay attention to. And the third one, he said nice things to it. And you can see, like, the one glass is full of black moldy rice, and the other one's thriving, and the other one's kind of like in between. It's pretty amazing to open your eyes to it. I guess a health crisis would be a really big reason for you to plunge deeply into this stuff and try it out. And then when it works, oh my gosh, you become an evangelist. But, you know, how do you get people kind of over that hump where I'm sure you interact with people in your daily life who think you're up to, you know, goofy stuff and you're the witch's brew lady down the street. But is there kind of a strategy that you have, or do you just wait for people who are interested to come forth, or how does that work when you get challenged?
It's really interesting because, you know, my referral base is huge, because anyone who tries some of my supplements, they always come back, and they come back with at least four friends. But what I started doing this last year, Brad, is actually group coaching. And the group coaching is free. And why am I doing that? Because when someone's educated and they understand the way things work and they understand the way their body works, they're in and they want to feel better. And I was laughing because last Monday, a good friend of mine, and you know how it's always hard to work with your friends, but this couple started to do my Ascent Diet Cleanse, which takes you through switches you into ketosis, puts you on a cleanse, does a full liver flush where you're seeing the liver stones and the gallstones in the toilet all within 30 days. But you're not starving. You're eating real food, animal protein, everything that, you know, you're not on a juice cleanse. Anyways, the man, the husband, was extremely skeptical. And he said, well, Sarah, am I not allowed to eat my oatmeal? What, how am I supposed to not eat six meals a day? And I said, just trust me. With my supplements and the way you're doing this and what you're going to learn, you're not going to be hungry and you're going to feel great day one. So 3 weeks in, he hasn't really said much over the last 3 weeks. And last Monday, I go, how are you doing? I was a little nervous to even ask. He goes, are you kidding me? I've lost 19 pounds in 3 weeks and my energy is through the roof. I've never felt better. So it's the education and then it's the referral. And people now more than ever are actually wanting natural solutions. And, you know, people have heard of colloidal silver. They've heard of colloidal gold or a keto supplement or detox. And most people don't want to do the juice cleanses because you get hangry and they don't work, right? So when I'm offering something that is, you know, you're not hungry, you feel good, your energy's good, it's boosting your immune system, it's helping with anxiety, brain fog, and reducing any risk of brain diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia, and all of these things are put together, they get it. All the pieces kind of come together. And I always tell my clients, it's not just one magic bullet. You've got to do everything. And I know you talk about the importance of sleep, which I talk about, and the importance of just meditation or some balance with that part of your life, exercise, but not too much, listen to your body. And you being a man versus me being a woman in perimenopause, you know, I have a lot of women over 40 that they need to realize that their hormones are different. How do we fix our hormones? Well, the most amazing thing is through supplementation or the right kind of exercises, not chronic cardio like you've talked about, and incorporating carbs in the right time of the month. All of these tools are tools to get people over that hump and the troubleshooting. So the coaching really is helpful for a lot of people. That's what I found. And the supplements get them over that hump where they're like, God, I'm feeling good. Now I can do this, right? Instead of Monday morning saying, oh God, I was so bad this weekend. I'm going to go on a diet. And then by 3 p.m, they're hangry. They've got a headache. They want to hit their husband when they go home and they give up and they're into the wine and the chocolate cake, right? So, you know, that's not what this is. And people are feeling great, constant energy that's even. They're feeling like their relationships are getting better. I have people all the time saying, this is really strange. I just got rid of a really toxic relationship in my life. Right? So you're cleaning out your body. You're cleaning out your friends. You're cleaning out and you're starting to attract through frequency of the right people in your life and what you're meant to do in life. It's all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I've got all this energy now to find my higher purpose in life. And that's really what I'm here to do because I want to reach as many people as I can and help as many people to do what their purpose on earth is.
Very nice. I want to talk more about hormones because I know you have a lot of expertise in that area. But first, Your initial foray, it told you that you were full of toxic heavy metals. And I'm wondering how you think that happened to you. Was it your environment, your upbringing, breathing the smog? I remember getting a blood test from Nourish Balance Thrive, and I had petroleum byproducts and plastic byproducts running around in my bloodstream. Mr. Clean, healthy guy who, you know, eats pretty well and tries to take care of himself. And there was some speculation that the petroleum was like left over from me growing up in the San Fernando Valley and breathing smog every day, horrible smog back in the 80s. And then the plastic was possibly from consuming a lot of those disposable plastic water bottles, especially if they've been heated up in my car. And then maybe the next day it's still there in the morning and I drink it. And boy, that was a real eye opener to think that, you know, these poisons are circulating around when you think you're healthy and you've done your good cleaning.
Well, Brad, I never thought anything about cleaning supplies, detergents, what I was washing my dishes with, what I was drinking out of. But on top of all of that, ever since I was born, so, and even to this day, 45 years, I've lived near an airport that is, and airplanes are flying overhead. And my husband has to wash off our patio on a weekly basis. And the black soot that we are seeing is just awful. So that, and then I had some dental fillings, of course, for the mercury. When I say my levels were off the charts, they were off the charts. And for anyone who goes through a detox of heavy metals, your levels are going to get worse before they get better, because as you're chelating and pulling them out, they're coming out of your tissues and into your bloodstream to get out of the body. So one thing that I've really dove into is, how do you detox from heavy metals and radiation? And because, as we're going to talk about hormones, what are the two things that are causing infertility? Blood sugar or insulin resistance and toxicity. Those two things. And those two things pretty much account for most chronic diseases. So as we are detoxing, it is really important to get the stuff out, but soak it up and not overburden your kidneys and your liver, because our livers and kidneys were not meant to detox what they're detoxing today. So what I've done is I've come up with some supplements, Scalar Enhanced, of course. Iodine is super important for detoxing the thyroid, detoxing every cell in the body, but also feeding the body the amount of iodine that we're meant to have. Most iodine is actually toxic, and that's why people are very careful about taking iodine. But the Acceleridine that I have is monoatomic, meaning it's one single atom of iodine. It's 100% bioavailable, and then it's scalar charged to detox the cells from heavy metals and radiation. So you start slow, because you're going to be kicking out those heavy metals and radiation in addition to feeding the thyroid and the other cells with that needed iodine. Our diet does not have the iodine we need. And then there's a supplement called Nuke No More that goes in and zeros out all non-ionizing and ionizing radiation. And when we talk about what we're dealing with today, I mean, here we are on Zoom, in front of computers. I've got my cell phone to my left, right? We've got all of this radiation, whether we're flying or not, and it's scrambling our DNA with frequencies. And that's another example of frequencies, and 5G is here. So what is that doing to our brain, our fertility, our cancer risks, all of that? So between the accelerated silver, the Acceleridine iodine, the Nuke No More, and then the detox powder, you are detoxing your body of the heavy metals and the radiation, but the detox powder at the end soaks everything up and passes it through your system gently. So your liver and your kidneys are not working so hard. And it really helps keep us going in such a horrific environment, unless you are living out in the mountains of Montana and hiking every day, which someday I'm hoping to do. But we're all bombarded. I've got the planes overhead. I've got my three kids. Last year, we're all on Zoom, and we're all just being bombarded by the frequencies in the house, the Wi-Fi that we're all being exposed to. And that's really a tough thing. So it's not even just the heavy metals, but now it's the radiation that we're all being bombarded with.
So the airplanes flying overhead are actually polluting the environment in a big scale, all surrounding.
Oh, yeah. It's really unfortunate. And ever since I was born, the house I was born in was in the jet path, and the house I moved to as an adult and a mom is in that same path. And it's awful. And it's something that we go back and forth with all the time. And obviously it's not healthy, but that would be one thing. But like you, I was drinking out of plastic bottles. I was eating non-organic food, GMOs, Roundup was all on our food. And that's something that I talk about on my blog. All of it. It's really difficult. It's kind of like swimming upstream with all of the factors that we're all exposed to nowadays. And those things are disrupting the fertility and the hormones. I know now I'm 45, but in my early 30s, late 20s, when most of my friends were trying to get pregnant, I had more friends needing fertility help than could actually get pregnant on their own.
So at the baby shower, half of them are on the phone with the fertility doctor and the other half are with their boyfriend texting back and forth. Oh my goodness, that's a horrible stat. I know some other stats referenced from the MOFO mission. One of them is the sperm count is about 50% of just what it was a generation ago, the average sperm count. That was a study from Israel. And then we have a lot of research from around the world that the average male testosterone level is declining at a rate of around 1% a year. The average, not one person declining as they get older, but the average 26-year-old, the average 36-year-old, the average 56-year-old from a generation or two generations ago, the research goes back to the 80s, we're talking about being 40% lower in testosterone at the same age that your grandpa was back then. And that one's, if you're going to be skeptical of some of these advanced strategies like you promote with your supplements and on your show, I can understand a lot of people are steeped in the Western medicine protocol and all that, but we can't ignore the stats. And so if we can't ignore the stats, then we want to step up and say, well, what can I do about it? And then we're opening up to great shows like you. And I know the hormones are a big victim of this stuff. And what about the age groups? You're referencing certain things happening at certain ages, and that's what we want to watch out for.
Well, I'm seeing, like you're saying, my younger friends who are in their 20s definitely are having fertility issues. More women than not are having irregular cycles. But what I experienced was PCOS. And when I went to the doctor and they diagnosed me with PCOS, and this was when I didn't know much of anything, they said, oh, we have no idea why you have it. There was no dietary information, nothing. All they wanted to do was give me Clomid to get pregnant. That was their solution, and see you later. So what I now know, as soon as I cut the sugar and the carbs out of my diet and lowered my insulin resistance, bam, my period's regular, my cycle's regular, I feel great. And now, as I'm 45 and entering perimenopause, it's a huge jump in that it's not as bad as before. The cycles are great. And what I'm experiencing and hearing from my clients as well is through my cleanse and through, you know, just adopting a more ketogenic diet in general, they are actually reversing aging, and menopause women are actually seeing their cycles come back. Not that they necessarily want it, but it's definitely showing that the body is recovering at actually reverse aging. I really am, now that I'm quote unquote healed of a lot of my issues, Brad, I'm no different than most women in my age where I want to anti-age and live to 150. So I'm really into anti-aging and reversing the clock. And some of the things that I'm doing, like the frequency patches that I mentioned earlier, and using some of the frequency technology, and also just the ketogenic diet and pills and lifestyle, I have actually seen my chronological age and keep going up, obviously, but my biological age go backwards. So I am younger than I was a year ago, essentially. And I always laugh because I have two gray hairs. I've got family members, two sisters and a brother. They're one's younger, one's and two are older, and they all are dyeing their hair a lot more than I am. So I'm holding on to what I can for right now. And it's definitely working, and this stuff works. But Brad, I'm no different than I'm sure you, who have tried so many things, right? We've tried every diet. We've tried the vegan diet, the vegetarian diet, the paleo diet. And I've even tried carnivore, and I now have to find my balance. And something that I also am trying to teach my clients is that not every health food is healthy for you. And some foods that are healthy for me are poison to you. And we've talked about that as well, like when you talk about the plants. And that's something that I think people really need educated on, because they'll think, okay, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to get off the standard American diet and I'm going to go vegan, or I'm going to do celery juicing every morning. Well, that's not the answer, right?
It's a tough one. And it is, I think we're seeing more and more personalization necessary, because these compelling stories are being presented. You mentioned the carnivore movement, and it turns out that there's quite a few people that have extreme sensitivity to these natural plant toxins that are contained in otherwise universally widely regarded super duper healthy foods, like your kale salad and your green smoothies and things like that, that anyone would be giving a thumbs up to until looking a little bit more closely. But in your case, as you mentioned all those things that you've tried, maybe you can provide some details about what kind of rhythm works for you, whether it's the fasting. Are you really tightly regulating that carb intake under 50 grams as a hard and fast rule that's going to work for you long term? Or where's your rhythm these days?
So it's no question that I'm a type A personality, and it's no question that if some's good, then a lot's better. And that's something that I have to fight, and I've learned my lesson, because when I first started doing keto and fasting, I thought, well, I'm going to go all day long, every single day, and just do one meal a day. I love going one meal a day. I am so productive. I can get so much during the day, and I eat a great big meal and feel great. Well, what I found, and I was sticking to very low carb, under 20 grams. And that's great. I think it's great for people in the first 30 to 60 days, depending on how insulin resistant they are. But what I found was I actually started feeling better when I incorporated the healthy carbs at night, and my workouts were better the next morning. I had more energy. I felt like it helped my hormones as well. And what we did as a family a year ago is that we got our DNA tested, because my kids were eating very low carb, high fat, and they weren't thriving. Not all of them were thriving. I had two of them that were thriving pretty well, but they had certain issues, but one that wasn't at all. And what we found, Brad, is out of all five of us had a different profile of foods that we should eat. And my one daughter, she could not do a ketogenic diet. Now, all of us are eating whole foods, you know, staying off the processed foods. There were certain vegetables that each one of us couldn't eat. The oxalates for insulin, for instance, you know, you've got your spinach and your almonds, your beans, your nuts. Oh my gosh, do you know how many almonds that we would used to go through? I've got an 18-year-old boy that needs to pack on the calories. And nuts are a great thing for someone like that. And when he was told he can't have any almonds because of the oxalates, it was like, okay, now what? So, and then I've got me and my other daughter who had an issue with fat absorption. So here I am doing a ketogenic diet, but I have a hard time digesting fat. What am I to do? I stick to a high protein diet. I do my accelerated keto pills to help me with energy and fasting. And I'll either go one meal a day or I'll do the two meals a day. I go back and forth. I really listen to my body, whereas before I would just do it the way I was supposed to do it. But now I'm really listening to my body. I eat a high animal protein diet based on wild meat like bison, lamb, elk, deer, wild fish. I stay away from chicken because chicken has amyloid proteins, which don't break down in the body. And then they get deposited in the brain. And that's what the amyloid plaques you hear about with Alzheimer's and dementia. So we stay away from chicken. We stay away from conventional beef if we can, but we really focus on the wild animal proteins, and that's where I feel best. I can eat a ton of animal protein and feel great. Do I add a lot of extra fat to my food? No. I stick to certain vegetables, the oxalates I stay away from, the sulfur vegetables. I used to eat them every day. And those are the cabbage, the broccoli, the bok choy, the cauliflower, very ketogenic, low carb vegetables, right? They were horrible for me. They made me super bloated. They backed up my sulfur pathways. I don't have a sulfur detoxification pathway. And so people say, well, how are you getting your nutrients? Well, I'm sure not getting any nutrients if my stomach's bloated and I have leaky gut, right? So I needed to heal my gut, get those things out of my body. Now I can have them intermittently because I'm healed, but I can't tip that scale. Once you hit that tipping point, you might have an issue. And then you've got the lectins. Well, what's interesting is I was staying away from lectins for so many years because I knew they were bad, but my body is actually okay with them. So I eat them on a moderate basis. And the nightshade.
What kind of stuff are you talking about in the lectin family that you stayed away from, but you're actually okay?
Cucumbers, zucchinis, the squashes, all of those. I love eggplant, and I took that out of my diet, and now I was able to introduce it back in. I don't eat a lot of it, but just having it is definitely a treat. And then the nightshades, just like with most nightshades do have lectins as well, but I was staying away from those, and I'm actually okay eating those once in a while. But it's really interesting. My one daughter was okay eating nightshades and potatoes, and then she was eating them every single day, and now all of a sudden she's not okay. But what's great is that what it's taught even my kids is that they're learning to listen to their bodies. When my daughter was having to lay on the couch after dinner to settle her stomach, I said, that's not a good sign. She said, no, you're right. I'm probably eating something that's not meant for my body. So we always go back to the animal protein, the wild fish, and then play around with the vegetables on the side. Because as you know, I don't need to tell you this, that animal protein has most of the nutrients that we're trying to get from the vegetables in the first place.
Yeah, that's an interesting little biology lesson and kind of stuff that never really lodged in my brain for very long over my entire lifetime until you really drill down on that statement. And maybe you could elaborate a little bit from that, what you just said, because it's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
Well, you talk about vitamin A. Vitamin A you get from beef liver, right? The muscle fibers and the collagen that's in the animal protein. Everyone wants to stay young and get rid of their wrinkles. Collagen is found in your eye tissue, your eye and your bones and your skin and your hair. I spent thousands of dollars on supplements to grow my hair. Thousands. Now, with my supplements, with my carnivore-ish diets, with the stem cell patches reversing aging, I'm not taking any of those hair supplements anymore. Now, would I like three times more hair than I have? Sure. But am I getting more results from what I'm doing now than the thousands of dollars of the hair supplements I was taking before? Yes. Absolutely. So the animal proteins, you compare it to kale and blueberries, it blows those things out of the water. And like I have to go back to the fact that if you're bloated from your food, your body is not absorbing anything. And go back to the blood underneath the microscope from my 9-year-old son. When we first saw those cancer cells, the cells that were not cancerous were completely nutritionally deficient. And at the time, I was giving him his juice plus vitamins and having him take his vitamin. Well, those cells were all acidic and clumped together and completely nutritionally deficient because his cells weren't open. One thing that we're measuring black and white with my group cleanse, the scent diet cleanse, is something called phase angle. That is the permeability of the cells. That's the ability of the cells to allow the toxins out and the nutrients in. And what we're finding is there's so much healing that's going on just within that 30 days that number for the cells' permeability is increasing so quickly. We've never seen that with other technologies, machines, other ways to try to improve that number. It is going so well that now people can actually take in and absorb the nutrients that they're taking in their body.
Whew. I think going back to that quote, you said that the high protein animal foods have the nutrients that we're trying to get when we eat plant foods. And I've heard Paul Saladino describe this really nicely that, you know, we've always been told that carrots are high in beta carotene, which is great for your vitamin A levels. And beta carotene is a precursor to vitamin A, which our body then proceeds to do a complex a chain of chemical reactions 6 to 21 times more sophisticated and involved than, for example, consuming the fully formed source of vitamin A called retinol that's contained in very, very high levels in beef liver and in moderate levels in other animal products. And so you're making this this story here where if you eat enough carrots, you will hopefully prompt these complex chemical reactions that will give you the vitamin A that you need to thrive. Or you can, you know, just trump that with responsible consumption of the truly nutrient dense foods of the planet. So whoever you are and whatever your favorite dietary strategy is, if we just went into the laboratory and did a micronutrient analysis of the retinol level in liver and the choline in the egg yolk versus whatever we're trying to navigate through the plant kingdom. And I think of the grass-fed cow out there chowing down on grass all day and then having that body and that biology work hard to give the cow the nice muscle that it needs that we're going to go eat for a steak that night. We're kind of short-circuiting the complex chain of plant molecule reactions in the body. And Denise Minger, who does great work with her a website, Raw Food SOS, and her book, Death by Food Pyramid, she talks about how there's a good percentage of people that genetically don't have the foundation to do a good job with these chemical reactions. And that's a little disturbing because that means that no matter how many carrots you eat, you're going to have a tough time converting that optimally.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing that no one's realizing is a lot of the minerals that we're after and the nutrients we're after is found in a good quality salt. Well, what goes better with a carnivore diet than a salt and or good minerals? And I really dove into the fact that we come from seawater, right? The seawater has all of the minerals and it's exactly the same composition as our blood plasma. And what you do is by taking a supplement called Ketone, and you can find this on Accelerated Health products as well, it's the exact composition of all the minerals. So you're getting all of that in the way your body's needing it. And the Accelerated Ancient Salt that I have as well has all of those minerals as well. And it's not like iodized salt that where sodium is, it's only sodium and full of microplastics and all of the nutrients are stripped out of that table salt. So that's another way people can naturally get their mineral and electrolyte balance that we're searching for through our juicing and our vegan diets that are not doing much. I don't know about you, Brad, but every vegan I know, they think to themselves, well, it's got to be good for me. That's what they tell me. It's all vegetables, but they're all tired. They actually all are insulin resistant. They're the ones having hormonal issues, whether it's extreme menopause symptoms or fertility issues, and they don't know why. I just have a friend that is partially vegan, and she did the soup cleanse. And she goes, Sarah, I've never felt worse. And I started laughing, thinking, well, that's not what it's meant to be about, right?
Oh, mercy. I mean, whoever you are and however strong your fixed and rigid beliefs are and your convictions, if you are suffering in any way or feel less than optimal, you owe it to yourself to maintain an open mind and think critically and be open to new information. And I put myself up as my favorite example because, you know, I've been talking about ancestral health for a long time. I'm really deep into it. I'm a pretty good spokesperson for the primal paleo way of life, where we're eating these wonderful, colorful plates where most of it is vegetables and produce and all the foods of the earth. And then, of course, we're going to have the well-sourced and sustainably sourced animal products too. But I was sort of blindsided by the emergence of the carnivore movement, where there's this possibility that these wonderful, colorful, bulky products that make the bulk of our diet, you know, the volume of our diet, might not be necessary. And not only that, they might be unhealthy to certain people. And boy, I'm really pleased that I was able to integrate this new information and sit down and breathe for a moment and listen, rather than just forge ahead and turn up the volume on my microphone to, you know, counter anything that wasn't along the pre-existing party line. And if, you know, if anyone out there's dealing with nagging autoimmune or inflammatory conditions, mm-hmm. or opening up their medicine cabinet and you see a bunch of prescription drugs in there, my main man, Dr. Phil Maffetone, one of the great coaches in the endurance scene for decades, he contends that any prescription, he doesn't even care what it is, what is the name of it, it doesn't matter if it's in one of those pink bottles, it is affecting your ability to perform aerobically, and you should lower your heart rate accordingly if you're under any medication. And we kind of negate the massive side effects that these things have. Same with the constant access to electromagnetic exposure with Wi-Fi and all the other things, and just soldier along. I think maybe a lot of us have our fingers crossed, hoping that we're not going to become, you know, an extreme victim that's going to lose our health or have problems with our children. It's, you know, it's pretty difficult story to even listen to you recount again, because, you know, that's a rough time for a mom. I can't imagine anything worse. But boy, to open our eyes, and I think you did a good job today, like coming in and bringing an alternative perspective. Maybe those who are interested and open-minded will check out Accelerated Health Radio, Accelerated Health Products. But it's been a blast. And before you go, I wanted to ask you that one little tidbit where you said that you discovered that adding a little more carbs back into the diet in the evening was working for you. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that Sarah does not need to drop excess body fat. So she's in that healthy category with the veins popping out of her biceps, putting some time in at the gym there. But what kind of carbs work for you, and how has that pattern worked where it sounds like you're timing them particularly to have those days of being fasted or having low carb intake and then kind of replenishing at night, which is something that Ben Greenfield has found to be effective as well?
Well, what I've found is the accelerated keto I take in the morning to kick me into ketosis. And so I'm riding the wave throughout the day in that state of ketosis, getting that amazing brain energy, physical energy. My workouts are in the morning fasted. I hydrate with my ketone and my water and all of that. But then at night, I have my animal protein, maybe some vegetables, but usually it's fruit. It's berries or grapefruit or apple or mango. I'm not a big potato person, so it's not necessarily that. I never really liked rice. So I'm more of a fruit person with the carbs. And I like something sweet to finish my day off. And that's kind of a nice balance that I've found right now. I don't do well with gluten. I can't. So I have to stay away from all of that. So that's kind of my pattern, and it feels good. It is, my body's responding. Sometimes depending on the timing of the month, I don't have it. And sometimes I have more than, you know, normal, more, maybe even up to 200 grams a night, depending on what I'm feeling. And I'm really learning to listen to my body. And that's what I'm really trying to teach my clients to become their own doctor. And now more than ever, Brad, people are wanting control. Everything's out of our control in this world at the moment. So just to be able to be in control, especially of your health, is something that I'm trying to teach people so that they are now feeling better, The fear's gone. They can move forward.
Sarah Banta, killing it, everybody, as we promised at the start. Tell us how to connect with you.
I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Accelerated Health Products, and my website, acceleratedhealthproducts.com, is the easiest way to find me and all of my blogs and health articles, my newsletters. I really try to give you valuable, valuable information through that. And you can DM me or you can email me through the website. I'm happy to put together a personalized protocol for anybody and let you know how I can help you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Da, 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 da. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.